Mention now to the FAI Cup quarterfinal or semi-final that was on yesterday in Tallaght Stadium. Live commentary, of course, of it here on Radio Kerry. Shamrock Rovers 6, Kerry FC 1 was the tale of the tape. They eased their way, Shamrock Rovers did, into the Sports Direct FAI Cup final by beating Kerry FC at Tallaght Stadium. Abrasive goals from Graham Burke and two from Michael Noonan. A Dylan Watts penalty and a late Cian Barrett strike gave Rovers the win. We had, of course, the goal coming from Kerry FC by way of penalty. Joe Adams slotting the second half penalty for Colin Healy's side, with the home side already four goals up at that stage. That's how it all went down in Tallaght Stadium. With me on the line is Ramona Keogh, who was on co-commentary with John Drummy last night in Tallaght for us. Ramona, good morning to you, and listen, thanks for joining me this morning. Look, for you, what was the occasion like for Kerry FC, and what does it say about where the club is at the moment, up against, look, the best team in the country by a country mile, on the verge of winning the league and looking very strong for the FAI Cup as well?
Yeah, a great occasion for the club. Obviously, the result didn't go our way, but, you know, we've been speaking about it during the week, and obviously pre-commentary yesterday about this David and Goliath match. You know, Shamrock Rovers, one of the biggest clubs in Ireland, you know, facing Kerry FC that are just in existence and, you know, pushing on 3 years, and every game that we've had in the FAI Cup, one was becoming bigger than the other, and it was a historic occasion. But, you know, to get to Tallaght Stadium yesterday on the back of the Sligo Rovers game that I think will go down in history, more so for Sligo Rover fans than Kerry, it was a huge occasion, and the Kerry supporters were outstanding. We stayed up there on Saturday night, and like Joe said this morning, it was like an up for the match atmosphere. There was Kerry supporters just everywhere. You look at the capacity of Mount Hawk and, you know, what they can hold, and I definitely believe we went way over the 1,200 yesterday that travelled. There was just Kerry support everywhere.
Yeah, it was a brilliant occasion, and the club really embraced it as well, and important for the development of the club that to have gotten this far and to have done so well in the competition, albeit coming up against just a much stronger team yesterday.
Yeah, you know, you looked at Shamrock Rovers coming out of Europe on Thursday night playing Sparta Prague, and, you know, huge game, top profile players, a great manager, and, you know, we have that in Colin as well, but that mental belief of getting there, and, you know, Shamrock Rovers wouldn't have sat back happy with 1-2 or 3-0 lead yesterday. They knew they had their work up against Kerry, and that's the mental belief that Colin has instilled in that team, and, you know, the backroom staff of Chris Colopy, you know, Conor McCarthy, Tony Duggan, everything. You know, it's huge. It's the team belief, you know, that they had got over the Sligo Rovers win, being 3-0 down 60 minutes in, and getting to Tallaght for an FAI Cup semi-final is absolutely huge. And you can see the way the players closed out the game as well. You know, they fought to the very end, and obviously we had a couple of hiccups with the goals and conceding early and things like that, but you know, Kerry pushed on. They just dogged it out, really.
Yeah, they certainly did. Listen, what did you make of that controversial moment on 34 minutes? 2-0 up Shamrock Rovers at this stage. Right, it was a yellow card, definitely challenged from Joe Adams. But the reaction of Graham Burke to that, kind of slamming his head down on the grass, was that not a sending off?
Yeah, it's a straight red all day. You can't defend it. You know, it is a yellow card straight away from Joe Adams. But the retaliation and pushing your hands on the back of a player's head, you know, you have Alan Lynch, who was the linesman on that side. He's putting his hand out, you know, pulling Graham Burke back, pushing him back, you know, from the situation. You've Stephen Bradley trying to calm the situation down on the sideline. All of a sudden, on the 38 minutes, you know, Kerry fans are screaming, standing. We've six yellow cards handed out. Glenn Cronin, Shamrock Rovers, Ronan Tehan, our captain, Chris Colopy, the assistant with Kerry, Daniel Cleary with Shamrock Rovers, Joe Adams, and the final booking then is obviously, you know, Graham Burke. But, you know, I 10 bookings, 2 penals, but all eyes were on that situation 30 minutes in. But all day it's a red card for me, and it would have changed the game.
Yeah, they were 2-0 up. And look, we were not saying it would have made a difference, and you would have won the game from there, but who knows? Is I suppose thing one of those, I suppose, moments that could have gone your way on another night, and it could have made a big difference at that stage of the game. Listen, for you, who performed best for Kerry FC? There was those moments, those mistakes, obviously. I thought Robert Cleary played well, particularly in the first half, and that as the game went on, they were doing their best to keep it going and push and got the penalty to Daniel Acute.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, Ronan Sheehan has an outstanding game. I think Daniel Acute's work rate, he was just an engine there yesterday. I thought he did well. Niall Brookwell has, you know, he had a very, very strong attack in front of him yesterday, and I thought he did well. He held the back well, but, you know, Chris McQueen, all of them. It was very unfortunate, the timing of the goals. You know, you pick yourself up 17 minutes, you pick yourself up 21 minutes, then obviously you have the situation 30 minutes in. Kerry did empty the bench, you know, and It was a tough game to close out when you're going in at half time and, you know, you're 3-0 down, you're scoring just at that couple of seconds before you go in. But for me, I thought Ronan Tehan and Daniel Acute played excellent yesterday. Daniel was in an awful position sometimes that he was so far up the field that, like, a couple of stages of Shamrock Rovers were just 1-2s, overlaps on the wings. You know, when you think that they're going to go high and wide, they're pulling it back again. So, you know, for your strikers or your midfielders to be in that possession, do you press? Do you half press? Then you're out of position. And where Shamrock Rovers are so dangerous is finding that
they
space.
They have the quality to expose that then. Yeah,
and that's from playing in Europe, and obviously top quality players. You're looking at Michael Noonan, one of the top players in the country at the moment. Matt Healy, absolutely outstanding. You know, I think all round, they really, Kerry went out and they showed themselves yesterday. I thought Josh Honahan had a great job, but, you know, there could have been those moments that, you know, if the ball was up the pitch a little bit more, if we were more in the opposition half, you know, we did cause them headaches. Maybe we didn't test the waters with Ed McGinty a lot, but, you know, it was a huge occasion for the guys up against these. But I have to credit, you know, Dara Foley in goal, a big, massive call-up during the week for him. He is an outstanding goalkeeper. I've seen him underage with Killorgan, Kerry FC, a big occasion, but, like, you can't let a scoreline defeat, you know, the stature of a keeper like this. He's one of our up-and-coming keepers that we all need to be keeping an eye on. But, yeah, just a tough game. I'm sure the heads are down today, but the memories and, you know, the atmosphere for the Kerry supporters, you know, their first time in Tala going out against Shamrock Rovers, it was just unbelievable. And you have the Kerry supporters 4-0 down and they've their backs turned doing the Poznan inside in the stand. It was a great atmosphere and the standing ovation at the end of the game, and the way Colin came over to the sideline with all his management team and the players, and they actually stayed there in front of the Kerry supporters. And Colin's been a big advocate of, you know, that mental belief and, you know, the supporters getting behind them this season, and that's exactly what Kerry did. It's only one way for Kerry, and that's up this season. And I think they've got two games now, but yeah, it was a tough one, but I think Kerry supporters knew we had a challenge yesterday.
Yeah, and they were absolutely brilliant, every one of them. Ramona, we're out of time, but thanks so much for all your work on this, and thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Brilliant. Ramona Keogh there, co-commentary with John Drummy yesterday for Radio Kerry Sport in Tala for the Sports Direct FAI Cup semi-final. Shamrock Rovers march on to the final. We're out of time. My thanks to the team here. My thanks to CSG, to Trasa Murphy, to Morris here in the Outside Broadcast Unit, and also to all the team behind the scenes who put this competition together, Melanie and Fiona and Sharon and the whole team on Radio Kerry. Well done again to everyone involved in winning all those awards on Friday night at the National Radio Awards. So proud of all of them, and thanks to you, the listeners, for making it all possible. Stay tuned. Francis Jones is on the way with the 11-1 Club. Have a great day.
Kerry Today, live from CSG at Day Place in Tralee for the final of Working Together. CSG, local knowledge, national expertise to help your business grow. CSG.ie. It's all-